Gadget Clinic on LBC with Ian Collins. Thanks to the O2 Gurus, helping you do more with technology.
Indeed, and thanks to the O2 Gurus, each week we'll look at how technology can help with your hobbies and interests and explore the must-have gadgets within these areas. Today, we're looking at how technology can help you enjoy films and entertainment. Discuss this further. I'm joined by O2 Guru Davina Pancholi. Davina, hello.
Hello, Ian.
Nice to have you back with
Thank
us
you very
as
much.
Well.
We're like old friends now.
I know. It's a regular Saturday evening piece here. You can set your clock by it. Now, I'm a film buff, and anyone who is a film buff, who likes film, wants to enjoy technology in a very different way, of course. It seems remarkable, but that's where we've arrived at the 21st century. You know, you can listen to your radio on your telly and watch films on your phone. Who would have thought that would have been the case some years ago? But if I want to enjoy my collection on the go, so it's all very well, I've got films, I like films, but I want to watch them when I'm out and about. What should I be looking at here? What kind of devices could I look at?
Yeah, well, essentially it's all about accessing everything now, isn't it, really? That's kind of what we've got to, really. There's a range of tablets and devices out there for you to be able to watch things on the go. What you really need is a great screen and a decent pair of headphones. So one of my favourite tablets to watch movies on at the moment is the Sony Z2 tablet. It's got a 10.1-inch HD screen, fabulous colours. It's a really rich viewing experience. And they've got some great technology in there that gives you some really good viewing angles. So even in the sun, or you've got those annoying commuters next to you, you're trying to watch your movie at the same time, they can still get a good view on that as well.
If any of those are listening, stop it.
It's even the greatest thing, I think, is it's water and dust resistant. So with that British weather, when you're walking home from the tube, carrying on with your movie, you can still do it in the rain. You don't have to worry.
Do you do the on the move watching?
I do, yes. For me, I mean, you know, not everyone's invested in a tablet device, and it is just another device to carry as well. So if you have got a smartphone, most of them will do a really, really good job. Personally, I've got the HTC One M8, and I think it delivers really well for watching content on the go. It's good battery life, crisp HD screen, and it's got those front-facing boom sound speakers, so without headphones.
Yeah, I was saying, but what about headphones? Because that's really important to get that right. You're going to go to the trouble of downloading a movie.
Yeah.
You want to watch it. You want to hear it nicely.
Absolutely. If you're happy to invest a little bit more in your mobile cinema experience, the Bose Quiet Comfort 20 headphones are really cool. They've got some noise-cancelling technology that's built into them, so you can switch that on and off, because obviously safety first. You don't want to drown out your ambient noise when you're trying to cross the road London, but you don't want to hear those police sirens when you're waiting for a bus. You can turn the noise-cancelling back on.
It's amazing how that happens, isn't it? You can get headphones in. I can't believe this. You can get headphones inside a crash helmet for a motorbike.
Yeah.
I'm staggered that you're allowed to do that. I only found that out quite recently.
I think it's only 1 year, though,
hope it is.
Yeah,
I hope it is.
I'm not sure.
So all of that covers what to watch on, but what else is useful, then? If you like a bit of film, what else should be part and parcel of your film-based kit?
I mean, you need the content, really. So there's a range of apps and services out there for you to watch, you know, TV shows or movies on. There's things that you will have heard of, like BBC iPlayer or 4OD, free apps where you can download content or you can watch it over 3G, 4G or Wi-Fi. Some of the updates to those apps have allowed you now to download the shows and watch them later offline. So, Ian, when you're on the beach on your summer holidays, you can still watch EastEnders and catch up with all
those. As long as I can see what's going on with Pat and Frank.
There's obviously available services like Netflix, and Amazon Instant Video, where you've got a range of ever-changing content, TV series, box sets and movies, etc.
That's the kind of stuff we all want to watch now, isn't it? It's having all of that available.
I binge series now.
Yeah, but do you get that feeling when you run out of one? It's like, you know, everybody had that low after Breaking Bad, thinking, what do I do now?
You know what to do with your spare time.
And then Fargo came along and it really seems to have engaged people.
Absolutely brilliant show.
And it's unusual to be able to take a great film and turn it into a great TV series.
Yeah, most definitely.
Seem to have done. What about content that's saved on a computer then? Because that's one of the issues, isn't it? You know, before all of this technology happened, I, like everybody else, I had it all saved on my desktop.
Yes.
There it all was. Nice library's worth of stuff, all nicely organised. Had it set out so all the tiles are in the right place. Looks beautiful. And then I suddenly discover, well, I can listen to it on the move. What do I do there, then?
Do you know what? One of my favourite things to talk about is Plex. It's an app that's available. It's a service that's available that basically allows you to organise your own media and enjoy it on the go. So your own movies, your own home movies, and even your pictures and things. It does some really cool things, like you can share the media with your friends. You can watch it offline. One of my favourite things to do with it is you can watch a series, for example, or a movie on your telly, pause it, and then you can take it away and watch it on your connected sure. device with the app and from the same place, so you don't have to skip through and remember whereabouts you were. It picks it up straight away from where it was. And even for me, I'm always taking photos on my phone, so when I go home, yeah. it will wirelessly sync my pictures back to my home uh-huh. computer. Very easy to set sure. up. Search for Plex online, download it to your main computer, and then use the apps to view it on the go.
Fantastic. Any final tips, Davina?
Yes, we have some very cool things to talk about. We have a device called the Avogant Glyph. The Avogant Glyph is basically something that's out there. It's a virtual retina display. That's geek talk, essentially, for a visor.
I like it.
It's a geek talk for a visor that beams your movies direct from your device to your retinas using very tiny mirrors. It's
really?
Very cool. Avogant
What, do you
glyph.
Wear it on your head?
Yeah, they've designed it really well. It's like overhead
like a baseball
earphones.
Visor.
No, it's cooler than that. It's like
Good.
Overhead earphones that yeah. you can flip the headband down and it turns it into a screen, essentially. Go online.
So I can retain my street cred, is that what
yes.
you're saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
Glad to hear it. Davina, thank you.
Thank
we will
you.
See you next week.
I look forward to it.
Thanks to O2 Guru for that look at the latest must-have technology for film fans. For more information, for the chance to win a Sony Xperia Z2 tablet, go to lbc.co.uk.